Welcome to our podcast series. My name is Chris Eggleston, Director of Marketing Communications here at Genix. With me today, I have our CEO, Dr. Melanie Sellers. In this podcast, we're talking about early detection of pathogens in shrimp, and also we'll cover the advantages of this. So, Melanie, firstly, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. And it's great to be with everyone here listening to our podcast.
Fantastic. Are you able to share with us today the bit of the history of SMP? You've been doing this for quite a while. And how it helps farmers? If you could perhaps start with how SMP came about in your mind.
Sure. Well, shrimp multipath, or SMP, was developed when I was a scientist at the CSIRO, which is Australia's federal research body. We worked on the technology for many years, and it took over 10 years to develop shrimp multipath and finalise it. Shrimp multipath was then licensed into the company Genix, of which I'm now the CEO and managing director. And we've been privileged enough to take the technology to the national and global shrimp market. And it's been really exciting to do so, because shrimp multipath for the first time makes pathogen detection at scale cost effective. And so for the first time, we've been able to empower shrimp producers worldwide to be able to detect pathogens early, before they see sick shrimp, before they see clinical signs of white spot and reddening of pleopods, and give them an early warning notice of up to 4 weeks that they have pathogens in their shrimp production systems. And with that knowledge, they can make very sensible management decisions around increased biosecurity, adjusting feed rates, reducing shrimp stress by increasing aeration, managing and planning early harvests, adjusting feed rates, etc., all to boost the outputs at the end and maximise the profits. So it's all about early pathogen detection and risk mitigation for shrimp farming, which has never been available before.
Okay. So if I'm a farmer and let's say I'm in Ecuador, for example, how easy is it for me to access shrimp multipath? Obviously, our office is in Australia. If I'm a farmer in Ecuador or anywhere around the world, what's the process for sending samples?
It's a really simple process. We've managed to put workflows in place all around the world for shipping samples to our laboratories in Australia and giving feedback on how to make management decisions. The first thing to do is to get in contact. You can get on our website at genix.com. You can send any of our team an email, or myself an email direct. Our email addresses are all on the website. And from there, we start a conversation. We will talk with you about how we can add the most value to your business through early pathogen detection and risk mitigation, design a statistically significant health management program. So that just means that you're taking the right number of samples so that the data you have is meaningful and very useful for your management decisions. After we do that, the team will work through how to take your samples. We have educational resources on our website for helping to take samples from shrimp, make the preservatives required, which is 70% ethanol for shrimp. And then samples get shipped with the preferred courier. Typically, it's DHL around the world that delivers. That can take anything from 3 to 4 days. And then once samples are at the laboratory, we return data within 48 hours. And from there, you can have your early pathogen data before you have clinical signs to be making some smart management decisions to maximise and boost your production performance.
So, Mel, if I'm a farmer, what sort of material do I get back? What's the report that I get back after testing?
The report that you get is a very easy to interpret sheet of all the pathogens, 13 pathogens in shrimp multipath. Shrimp multipath extra is 14 pathogens. It includes decapod iridescent virus. And then your samples, and you essentially end up with a colour coding system that tells you which pathogens are negative, which pathogens have low load, medium load and high load. And shrimp multipath is also quantitative, similar to real-time PCR, so you will get a copy number value for how much pathogen you have. We can take it a step further with you if it adds value to your business, and we can convert that raw pathogen data into a health scorecard called MultiScore. and this will enable you to know the overall health of a pond or a tank system, and then you can rank your management decisions based on that scorecard.
So Mel, with shrimp multipath, there are 13 pathogens, and sometimes actually 14, that it detects. Can you tell us why that makes shrimp multipath so special and how that could benefit farmers having such a broad spectrum of pathogens?
Sure. As shrimp producers around the world will know, shrimp never just have one pathogen. Quite often they have four up to six pathogens at any one time, and you don't necessarily know which pathogens they are. There is quite a bit of guesswork when you historically have sent a sample away for a PCR test. Historic PCR tests, like real-time PCR, are for single pathogens, and at best up to two to three pathogens at one time. And so what that means is, because it's so expensive to get that test done, farmers are not getting the full picture of what pathogens are present in their populations. What shrimp multipath does, for the first time, it's multiplexed or put together 13 pathogen assays in a single well or in a single tube in the laboratory. And what that means is we can look for the full picture of what's going on in your shrimp population at a very affordable price. So that's where we're really different to the technologies that have previously been available in the marketplace, and why we can detect 13 pathogens at a single test price.
Just talking on price, what's the commercial argument to use shrimp multipath? Have any research been done to prove how effective it is?
Most definitely. We've done commercial value proposition studies in many countries around the world now, from Indonesia to Ecuador and of course Australia, where we started out, and the data is very compelling. In Australia, we know that in US dollars, if you invest $1,200, so about $1,000, the return will be $52,000 per hectare, or up to $52,000 per hectare. So it just makes sense to make that investment in health management of your crops. In Ecuador, we are seeing amazing results with substantially improved nauplii production, fertility and growth rate in the ponds under Ecuadorian conditions. So now we're talking about Baname at 14 to 20 per metre squared. In Australia, we're growing Monodon at between 40 to 70 per metre squared. So different commercially produced Panaid shrimp species, different commercial environments, but the data is very compelling to make the investment in shrimp multipath.
And Mel, with shrimp multipath, are there any complementary services that Genix has? I know that we obviously work closely in areas of breeding performance, etc. Can you talk to that a little more through, I guess, the hatchery, grow out, broodstock side of things as well?
Sure. We offer a suite of solutions to the global shrimp industry, from our pathogen detection and health management services, but also in breeding programs and bringing the health management and breeding programs together, which is something our global shrimp industry can do a fantastic job of in the near future, and to make some huge impacts on commercial production again. So we'll also do breeding programs. We offer genomic services, mate allocation, understanding the genetic diversity of your animals and doing mate allocation programs. In addition to that, we also offer histopathology or deep dive histology services, and these are absolutely fundamental to a well-run health management and a well-run breeding program, because histology goes in with an open mind. It's not focused on a particular pathogen or outcome, and it looks for any abnormal cellular structures in the samples that are being sent. So that's another service that we offer. We also do disease investigation services and anything to do with your breeding and health management of your shrimp populations, whether you are a broodstock producer, a hatchery, or a grow-out farm. We have services that will add value to your business.
Fantastic. Well, Mel, I can see with those services why we've been able to penetrate into 30 countries now as of April 2021. We'll finish up the podcast for our first one today. This is our first one. Thank you, audience, for joining us, and thank you, Mel. Next one we'll do, I'll invite Melanie again, and we'll talk about specific pathogens. So we might look at white spot. Why don't we wrap up now, and we'll join again in a month's time. So.
Sure. Thank you for listening, everyone. It's been great to work with our shrimp industry and have such a positive impact. Please jump on our website, genix.com, and take a look and get in contact if you have any questions at all. We're here to help.